We're going to conclude with our series on God's will to heal today. And I hope you've been blessed so far this week with the teachings on God's will to heal. You know, the gospel is good news, but it's also nearly too good to be true news. And the Bible instructs us to remember God's benefits, plural. So not only are we instructed to remember the fact that we are forgiven from our sin, but we're also instructed to remember that He heals all our diseases. He doesn't help us to manage them, He heals them, and that is God's desire. And today I want us to look at one more reason why we can know it is God's will to heal. And that reason is sickness is part of a curse of the law from which Jesus redeemed us from. You know, the Bible says in Galatians 3 verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So that is good news. You know, we are redeemed from the curse of the law through Jesus. And we read about the blessings in Deuteronomy 28, but we also read about the curses of the law in Deuteronomy 28. And then in Deuteronomy 28, in verse 61, it says, also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until you be destroyed. So if we lived under the old covenant, that verse would have been bad news. But because we live under the new covenant, because we know Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that verse is actually good news. See, that verse means for us as new covenant believers, we are redeemed from every sickness that is listed in Deuteronomy 28. But we're also redeemed from every sickness that's not even mentioned there. See, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And I mentioned this in yesterday's devotion too, but even under the old covenant, sickness was always a curse. It's never been a blessing. It's never been a blessing in disguise. Now, some people might ask, Janu, can't we learn from being sick? Of course we can. You know, we can learn something from everything. But just because we can learn something from a bad experience does not mean that bad experience comes from God. It's so important for us to know that His heart for us is to be well. His desire is for us to be healed in life. Sickness never comes from God. We can learn through it and God can show us things through it. It's not a sin to be sick. But, you know, God has better things in store for us. And He wants us to experience His healing. And in 3 John 2, John says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So what is John's desire there? For us to be well, for us to live in healing. And one of the reasons why we can know from God's word that healing is God's will is the fact that Christ Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And sickness was part of the curse of the law. So today, whenever we read about something that was in the curse of the law, which also included poverty and all kinds of other things, bad things, we can always say, I am redeemed from that. That is not for me. Through Jesus, the blessing is on me by faith, and I can only experience the blessing. So I want to encourage you, if you need healing, reach out to Jesus today. Receive what He has already provided. Remember, Peter said, not only are we healed by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed by the stripes of Jesus. It's a finished work. And sometimes it's necessary for us to renew our minds so that we can really experience God's promises and see His promises manifest in our lives. And that can be a journey, but that journey can start for you today. And you can experience all His benefits, all the wonderful promises that He has for you, including healing. It definitely is God's will for us to be healed in life. You are highly favored and deeply loved.